Well, 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 here I am to say the things you wish you could. The difference being, of course, you would get fired and I would get a promotion and a raise. It is the Steve Gruber Show, God Bless America, for Monday, September 16, 2019. Thank you for being here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the Democrats opening up about putting a target on your guns, lots of your guns, and being open that this effort will continue until they are satisfied that you have been sufficiently disarmed. I've been telling you this for years and years. You should pay attention. Number two, Iran is being blamed for the attacks on Saudi Arabia's oil processing center. It has shut down nearly half of the country's production. It could push oil towards $100 a barrel. In fact, overnight, prices of crude went up 18%. We'll talk about that. And number one, General Motors facing a strike by the United Auto Workers for the first time in a dozen years. Nearly 50,000 GM employees idled by this. Tens of thousands of others will also feel the effects as suppliers and other manufacturers in the chain feel the impact of General Motors walking out. Terry Diddy's, the union lead negotiator with GM, said, "This is our last resort. This is our last resort," he said. But the nationwide strike began at midnight. The move to strike, which again is the first in more than a decade, came after the manufacturer's four-year contract with General Motors came to a halt. Now, the problem here is this. General Motors has stepped up and made a lot of really good offers. A lot of really good offers. For example, General Motors said it would work to open plants in Detroit and a plant near Lordstown, Ohio. Lordstown, of course, getting a lot of publicity lately because that GM plant closed. Another plant in Detroit, the Hamtramck plant, would have gotten an all-new electric pickup truck to build there. All-new, fully electric pickup truck. That plant slated to close next year. General Motors says, "Now, what are you doing this to us for? We're giving you all of these opportunities." Among those things offered, Detroit and Lordstown. On Saturday, UAW President Terry Diddy said in a letter to GM members that after months of bargaining, both the union and GM were far apart on issues such as wages, health care, temporary employees, job security, and profit sharing. Now, one of the things I want to bring to your attention is that comment about health care. Health care. This is one of the reasons the Democrats out on the campaign trail are going to find themselves deeply in trouble. Look at these people that are walking off the job, tens of thousands of them. They have great health care deals right now by way of their union, the United Auto Workers Union, through General Motors. It's also true at Chrysler and Ford. And those on the campaign trail for the Democrats would say, you don't get to keep those anymore. Their Medicare for All plans would strip those union employees of those Cadillac benefits they've argued and negotiated for over decades, over my entire life. Now, here's what Diddy's also said. While we are fighting for better wages, affordable quality health care, and job security, GM refuses to put hardworking Americans ahead of their record profits. Record profits. Let me remind you, this is a company that went bankrupt in the hands of the union just a few years ago, had to be bailed out by the United States government. You and I bailed this company out. It would seem to me that maybe those on both sides could come to the understanding that they're not just an endless river of money. A strike by the 49,200 union workers, bringing a halt to U.S. production, would also stop the company from making vehicles in Canada and Mexico as well, because parts go back and forth. So this is a big problem. This is a big problem. That would mean fewer vehicles for consumers to choose from on dealer lots, making it impossible to build special order cars and trucks. And its first stoppage since 2007, when 89,000 workers walked off for 2 days. We'll see where this goes. Obviously, here in Michigan, where I live, this is a big story and it's a headline. But it's going to ripple across the country. It affects facilities in California, from California to New York and all points in between. When General Motors shuts down, these are always very big issues. Very big issues. All right, shifting gears now. You got it? See how smooth that was? Shifting gears now. We are waiting for the Inspector General's report. Michael Horowitz will be putting forth his findings here very soon. And when that happens, because the draft report is already in. The Inspector General's draft report has been sent to Attorney General William Barr already. So that means we're only a couple of steps removed from you and I being able to see most of it. Maybe not redacted portions, but most of it. But Michael Horowitz's draft findings now at the DOJ. And he told lawmakers Friday his team is nearly finished with its long-awaited review of alleged surveillance abuses by the DOJ and the FBI during the Russia investigation, saying they've submitted the draft report to Attorney General Bill Barr, and they're just now finalizing the report ahead of its public release. Again, that could happen today, tomorrow, anytime. Very close. And House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says when the Inspector General's report is delivered for the public to see, which could come anytime, any moment, it means people like James Comey and Andy McCabe are both in deep trouble. Here's what he had to say on Sunday Morning Futures just yesterday. It's Kevin McCarthy. It's bite number one. Bite number one. Go.
We came the closest ever to this country having a coup, and now we need accountability. I respect this attorney general so greatly that the way he has handled this, he believes in accountability, but more importantly, he believes in the rule of law.
Are we going to see accountability, though, really? I mean,
yes.
Andrew McCabe, they are recommending charging an indictment here. Will we see an indictment?
We will see an indictment. And remember what we're talking about here. Here's the number two at the FBI who is going after individuals, trying to prosecute them, believing that they have lied when he's lying himself. When law enforcement does not uphold the law, when tries to put their thumb on the scale, that to me is where we really have to stand for accountability.
So far, anything about Jim Comey, he's getting off. I mean, people want to know.
In the end, I do not believe Jim Comey will get off. America sees that the president was correct about firing this individual. How worse would it have been if this man was still in his job today? What he was doing and what he was saying. What's even worse is the Democratic Party wants McCabe to come to a fundraiser. That's absurd.
It is absurd. Andrew McCabe, a fundraiser. By the way, Andrew McCabe, of course, is a CNN contributor. Nobody defending him at the network, though. It's a joke. Here's Andy McCabe, who's in the middle of this investigation. He's at the center of this storm, and the Democrats basically give him a pass. The House Judiciary Committee not calling any of these folks. Why has the House Judiciary Committee not called Michael Horowitz to testify? Oh, I remember why. Because they're doing more hearings today on Russia and this discussion back and forth whether or not there's an impeachment underway or no impeachment underway. Jerry Nadler will say, yes, there is. Nancy Pelosi says, no, there's not. At any rate, this report, of all the things we've seen thus far, this report could be the biggest bombshell yet. We'll see what happens, but it could certainly be the biggest bombshell yet coming out of Washington when it comes to the investigation of then-candidate Donald Trump, and then the transition, and then, of course, the president himself, much of which was triggered by James Comey, January the 6th, 2017, a meeting with the president where he took notes and triggered a special counsel investigation, but that was his intention. It's pretty obvious that was his intention from the beginning. I cannot wait to pull the curtain back and see what we find back there. It might be ugly, my friends, but we need to know the truth about how this was conducted. It's Monday, a lot of territory to cover. We're just getting started. We're going to go to the campaign trail. We're going to talk about gun control, the biggest pet project of the Democrats right now, and so much more. I'm Steve Gruber. Don't go anywhere.
Seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Are you finally ready to lose weight? I mean for real this time. Sure, you've tried before, but when you didn't get anywhere, you gave up. Well, I have a solution. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. Hormonal imbalances are the root cause of not only your weight gain, but mood swings and discomfort, too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com has the technology to get to the root cause of your weight gain once and for all. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. We'll customize a program to fit your specific needs. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
The current no-fault legislation is a sellout to Michigan citizens and a total gift to the insurance company. As healthcare benefits are diminished from the current reform, healthcare providers, hospital workers, and care providers across Michigan are in jeopardy of losing their businesses, jobs, and livelihood as a result of the reduction in care under the present legislation. On Wednesday, September 25th, join thousands of healthcare providers, patients, and Michigan Brain Injury Providers Council members as they march and rally from the Lansing Convention Center to the Capitol in response to their sweeping changes to Michigan no-fault insurance. There is strength in numbers. Let's work together to mitigate the damage that will result from this recently passed legislation. To register, go to cpan.us, click on the events page, and go to Michigan Auto Insurance Promise Rally. Then join us in downtown Lansing on Wednesday, September 25th. This message is brought to you by Health Partners Home Care, the Eisenhower Center, and Advent Home Medical.